You're listening to Valley Edition. Historical movements, wars, and disasters around the globe have created signature sounds in music. Think freedom songs like We Shall Overcome, Princess Baltimore, and even Beyoncé's song Halo after Haiti was rocked by an earthquake. The Golden State is now in its fourth year of drought, and songs about a drying California are now emerging. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on drought for the station. He joins us now to talk about what he calls drought music. Ezra, welcome.
Hi, Joe.
What exactly is drought music, and how did you come across this emerging subgenre, I guess you could say?
Yeah, in the past year and a half, I've been primarily reporting on drought. It seems like every week I have a drought report and dailies, and so I've been thinking about all the nuances of drought, and I thought, like, it has to be affecting music. And I've had some conversations with friends and musicians in Fresno and across the country, and they said, there's probably some songs, so do some research and see what you can find. And I found a couple bands that are doing interesting things about drought music. So they're all music that are coming out of this California drought.
And we're going to hear some things in just a moment. I think the interesting thing is that it's all different genres, all sorts of different music that is all connected to this drought. Tell us about the first group that we're going to hear from Terrabella.
Yeah, so the group is actually called Terrabella. It's Joseph Costa and Martina Otterbeck. They live in Nashville, but they're from Visalia.
Okay, so there's a South Valley connection.
There's a South Valley connection. They're from Visalia, but they live in Nashville. This song started when Joseph was talking to his father in Visalia. His dad is a cotton and corn farmer near Visalia. And he was saying, our wells are going dry. We don't know what we're going to do. If it gets any worse, like, we're going to have to redig, or maybe we don't know where we're going to go from here. So that's what this drought conversation became a reality for them. And we have a clip from them and a song.
So let's go ahead and hear the clip from the interview that you did with the band Terrabella.
The song starts off with the dad calling the son and saying, you know, like, stuff's looking bad. Our pump's not even pumping enough water. It looks like it's going to go dry, which leads into the chorus basically, like, cursing the dust.
Daddy called this morning, said the neighbor's well went dry. By the way, your pump's been running. I'm afraid we're next in line. We've had a share of dry spells. This is the worst one of my life. If we don't get some good rain soon, we're gonna watch these crops die. Here I stand, shovel in my hand, kicking and cussing the dust. The only rain we
The group Terrabella. That's Joseph Costa and Marina Otterbeck, a husband and wife duo from Visalia that now live in Nashville. The first in our selection of drought music today on Valley Edition is Ezra David Romero is with us. He's the, I guess, our DJ today who selected
DJs
these,
is our, these listening session.
These drought listening songs. What's the next group that you have? Deep Valley.
So Deep Valley, DEAPVALLY. They're a heavy rock band from Los Angeles. Julie Edwards is on guitar and vocals, and Lindsay Troy is on guitar and vocals. They performed around the globe in musical festivals with groups like Iggy Pop and Da Dinosaur Jr. They wrote in Drought in 2012. This is their song reflecting on life in the San Fernando Valley. Julie, I interviewed her, and she says that she's lived in this perpetual drought in Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley. She feels like it. There's always had these water restrictions in the 80s and 90s. And so they wrote this song about drought. They're a rock band. This is probably the softest song they do. They remember hot summers, popsicles, sprinklers, drought ads in the 80s and 90s. And from their perspective, Los Angeles has been with this perpetual drought. Here's Julie. Any other questions, Joe, about her?
Let's go ahead and hear it.
Our song Drought is a combination of things. It's kind of playful in that it's like taking this horrible thing, the drought, which is bad in obviously a larger way, but also in an immediate way when definitely puts some restrictions on your life. But we also kind of wanted to make it sexy.
Mama sails don't play in the spring line.
The band Deep Valley here on Valley Edition today as we're looking at songs inspired by California's drought. The next group Alex Masters, again, going back to more of a country-influenced vein here. So what can you tell us about Alex?
Alex Masters is actually – this is my favorite song, her song, Drought. She's a Nashville pop country singer, and she describes herself as this hard-on-your-sleeve kind of girl. In her song, Drought, she equates this personal drought she had in 2012 with the drought taking place in the West. She was in this dark place where she felt isolated and was in inner turmoil. And this was the result of that dark place. She says you can create the song about drought if you've been in a breakup and things like that. So the music video she shot was in – she's from Nashville, but the music video was shot in at the Salton Sea. So this dry place, and it's a beautiful video. You can see that online at kvpr.org later when this post is up. It's a beautiful video with wide aerial shots of the desert and with her walking and singing. Here she is.
The song Drought came to me because I was reflecting on and writing about a personal drought at a time in life when I felt kind of dried up life-wise. My co-writer and I both just loved the idea, and so we went with it.
Round here, ain't nothing growing. Everything's dry and dying on the vine. No rain, no rivers flowing, and the sunshine dries the tears I want to cry. I'm lonely, I'm thirsty, convince me that I'm still breathing.
Music by Alex Masters, Nashville pop country singer, again inspired by California's drought, as we talk about drought songs and drought music today on our program. A lot of classical music fans will think of music and water and think of Handel's Water Music. Well, this is a different sort of classical music, a different sort of water music. In fact, in this case, waterless music, and I'm talking about Benjamin Boone. Tell us about this next selection.
Yeah, Dr. Benjamin Boone is a composer and professor at Fresno State, and he was commissioned to create a symphony. He decided to create the symphony about water and the lack of it in California. He married classics from Handel with poetry from former U.S. poet laureate Philip Levine and the sounds of water. So basically, you walk into the symphony, you sit down, there's these big drums of water sitting on the stage with like LED lights shooting through it. So when they play them basically like drums, so you see the ripples of water, there's water dripping down as well from the ceiling, and it slows down as the piece progresses. It starts off a very wet piece, and by the end it's very dry, dictating California and what the drought is. So here he is. Here's Benjamin Boone and his waterless music.
Water, clear and cold. Clear and cold.
The water at the beginning is coming down really steadily. At the very end, when they're holding up water bowls with drips, it's just barely dripping, and you don't know when it's going to run out or if it's going to run out. And my hope is they time it so that you might get one drop per 10 seconds. Beautiful, but in a bittersweet way after hearing thunderstorms and hearing raindrops and all of that.
The world was new.
The world was clear, rain fell.
It has no melody or form. It is as though the tears of all the lost souls rose to heaven, and given their choice, chose then to return to earth, to lay their great pale cheek against the burning cheek of earth and say, there, child.
Music by Benjamin Boone, his Waterless Symphony. Ezra, I understand there's an actual performance coming up of that very soon in L.A.
Yeah, they performed a few weeks ago here in Fresno, but they're going to be performing at the Disney Concert Hall June 26th, and you can find more information on that at kvpr.org.
And again, later today, you can find the post about all of these drought music selections on our website, the all-new kvpr.org. Valley Public Radio's drought reporter, Ezra David Romero, with us today talking about music inspired by California's drought. Ezra, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.